a word for you from 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. Forsaking the right way, they have gone astray. They have followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved gain from wrongdoing, but was rebuked for his own transgression. A speechless donkey spoke with human voice and restrained the prophet's madness. What a pity if God's people have to be compared to the stories of old of fallen prophets, those who have forsaken the way, and you get associated with their names. You see, it's speaking in this chapter about false prophets who will arise from the midst of Christians, not coming from the outside. And notice here that it endorses that in saying that they have forsaken the right way. So there was a time when it seemed as if though everything was fine with them, it looked like they were on the right way. Perhaps similar to Simon Magi, the one who got converted with many others, or it seemed like he was converted. He even wanted the fullness of the Holy Spirit. But then you find him offering money to Peter, saying, "Give me this gift. I want to buy it from you so that when I pray for others, these marvelous things would happen when people are filled with the Holy Spirit." Remember, Peter said, "Go to hell with your money." Now, these false prophets have been lured by the enticements of the world. They entice others, and they in particular love financial gain, we are told here in verse 15. They love money, and they'll get it through any means, even by deceiving others within the church. And then, by being likened to Balaam, it shows that they are completely off the track. Umasikumbula uBalaam, waduka endleleni, wathanda imali, wadinga ukuthi akhuzwe ngembongolo. And so, one found that a donkey was wiser than the prophet of God. And God was telling not just Balaam, but us through the ages, even now in this age, for which Peter's epistle was written, not just for the people of his day, but it's in the Bible for us too, that we need to be very careful lest we go in the direction that can be compared to Balaam, where we lose all wisdom because we love the things of the world, and even an animal becomes wiser than we are.